Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Clay Marble by Min Fong Ho, narrated by Christina Moore.
Chapter 1. I heard a cowbell. At first it was such a faint tinkling sound that I thought it was just the wind in the trees or the shrill cry of cicadas. I looked around. Dappled shadows stirred under a thick canopy of wild tamarind and rain trees, but there was no sign of life on the narrow trail stretching out ahead of us. I held my breath and kept listening. Yes, there it was again! The clear, quiet tone of a bronze bell. Saran, listen! I cried. Can you hear it? My older brother turned to look at me.
Hear what? He asked.
A cowbell! Saran straightened up beside me in the ox cart and reined in the pair of oxen. Without the crunch of their hooves on the dry leaves, the forest seemed eerily quiet.
I don't hear a thing, he said. I don't either, Dara, my mother added. She was sitting in the back of the cart behind us, on a thin layer of straw.
Well, I heard it, I said. A bronze cowbell, a big one. Probably shiny, too. I could imagine it gleaming in the afternoon sunlight as it swung from the neck of a strong young bull.
Which direction was it coming from? Saran asked. Can you tell?
I pointed to the reddish glow of afternoon sunlight filtering through the trees.
Due west, my brother said thoughtfully, starting the oxen on their way again. That's where we're headed. Maybe we're getting close to the border.
That's what you've been saying for days, I snapped, my hunger making me irritable. Saran glanced over at me and tried to smile.
Maybe we'll actually reach it tonight. Then we'll have grilled fish and fresh white rice for dinner. How does that sound?
I want something now, I said.
But you just had breakfast, my mother broke in gently. There was a bit of straw in her hair, and she looked tired and discouraged.
That was just a handful of cold rice, I protested. Besides,
Saran gave me a warning look.
Quiet, it said. Don't make mother any unhappier.
I remained silent. The only sounds were the rustling of leaves above and the creaking of cartwheels beneath us. Then my
sample complete. Ready to continue?